during his transfiguration, Jesus revealed his glory to some of his disciples, and both Moses and Elijah appeared and spoke with Jesus. But when Peter suggested making shelters for Jesus, Moses, and Elijah, God responded by commanding the disciples to listen to Jesus. He didn't say anything about Moses and Elijah. Why didn't God mention these heroes of the faith? In the Transfiguration, why did God only command the disciples to listen to Jesus?
One of the unique events in Christ's life is his transfiguration. At the Transfiguration, it's as if for a moment the veil is pulled back and we see the glory of God the Son incarnate. It's very interesting there when we think of the prophetic ministry of Christ that Moses and Elijah meet with him. Moses and Elijah really stand as pinnacle prophets in the Old Testament. Moses, obviously, as the one where the whole prophetic line comes from him. Deuteronomy 18 anticipates a prophet like him. Elijah also serves a unique role where, as the later prophets come, he stands head and shoulders above the other prophets. And there's anticipation of an Elijah figure picked up in John the Baptist who will come. So that those two individuals who are there with Christ on the Mount, God the Father says, as important as those prophets are, those prophets serve the role of ultimately pointing forward to the coming of the Son. And now in the revelation that has come in Jesus Christ, God the Son incarnate, the summation of the prophets has come to pass. We are to listen to Him and Him alone. And in listening to Him, we are listening to the prophets. We are listening to that which the prophets ultimately spoke of and pointed forward to.
During the Transfiguration, God said, "This is my beloved Son, listen to him." But he did not say that they should listen to Moses or Elijah. Why? It's because Moses represents the law and Elijah the prophets, and the law and the prophets represent the revelation of God throughout the Old Testament. During the Transfiguration, God's words meant that Jesus Christ is the one who fulfills all of the prophecies of the Old Testament law and the prophets. Since Jesus is that fulfillment, Jesus is the one we are to listen to.